Well, it's Sunday morning, and it is the last day of Jump Fest. It is time for the jumps that come up this afternoon, actually. The jumpers get to the hill about 11 o'clock, practice a little, and then there's a break at noontime. And then a great ceremony introducing all the jumpers and everything at 1 o'clock, and the championship jumping starts then. It's been a wild weekend for, once again, the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Let's bring in Willie Hallahan. Willie, you guys just can't seem to get through a normal weekend.
Oh, Marshall, it's crazy, isn't it? Every year seems to bring its own weather challenges, and this year was no different. We, thanks to you and your radio and your Facebook, you got the word out that we had to cancel Friday night because it rained all Friday morning, and it was 50 degrees. And it wasn't until about 8 o'clock Friday night. We still had a mountain of man-made snow in the middle of the outrun. That they started moving it, and about 4 o'clock Saturday morning they finished, and we're ready to go. We held the event. It was delayed a little bit because we had wind. It was the ordeal of rain and wind, but we pulled it off. We had a wonderful crowd, a better than average Saturday crowd, and today the conditions are perfect. You know, the weather's going to be perfect for both spectating and jumping, which is kind of a rarity. And quite frankly, we deserve it after the last 2 days. You know, it's going to be perfect viewing weather, and we're hoping for a big crowd today.
Well, this weekend, once again, points out, and because it's sunny today, and it was sunny yesterday with wind, and I don't think people understand what you guys at Swassa have to go through to make that hill safe for jumpers, to make it safe for spectators, and then to pull off the jumps after you've had a temperature, and you said 50. It was close to 58 degrees on Friday at one point when the sun was out. And once again, all your volunteers always work in the coldest, darkest, wettest conditions, and they always come through. It's really simply amazing.
Well, sometimes it seems miraculous because when the elements seem to be against you, you know, you can only do too much. And although we deal with weather challenges all the time, the most challenging challenges are at the last minute. It's when we get that 11th hour stuff. You know, we stockpile snow, as I said earlier, and keep it in a pile. The massive snow, if it gets warm and rains, the mass kind of stays there. We lose the outer surface of it, but it kind of refrigerates itself, I suppose. So we guard against those weather anomalies and then spread it around when we have to. But when we get events at the last second, you know, that's what's really challenging. And like I said, they're there till 4:30, 4 o'clock Saturday morning, working all night. And I don't know how many of them there were, but there's a lot of them. And, you know, that's what we deal with every year. I mean, things like if we got a dusting of snow, for example, the night before the jumps, that landing hill is so it's like your kitchen countertop. It's that hard and that smooth, and it has to be because the jumpers are landing on that surface at 50 miles an hour. There can't be anything there to jerk them or cause any friction. They want it to be as smooth as possible. If we get an inch of fresh snow, we have to remove it. We have to blow it off. And if it's a foot of snow, it has to be shoveled off. So last minute weather incidents are our biggest fear. But and we had that with the rain. But we pulled it off, and today should be perfect. I guess today is going to be our reward for enduring what we dealt with in the last couple of days.
Well, a little bit later on today, you'll hear the interview we've got with Gene Salater, who was on location interviewing some of the vendors and some of the people that just came to spectators. And spectators that came from pretty far away, once again, they started coming years ago, and they come every year. And they all just had a great time. And our good friend from Visionary Computer put up some pictures, and the crowd looked really spectacular. Like I said, it looked like there was 800, 1,000 people there easily in the one shot that I saw. So that
there was easily 1,200-1,500 people here. You know, and I think something that we don't often talk about because we're so jumping centric is that the crowd that gathers here, if it's true that people make a party, that's also true of Jump Fest, because the crowd that comes, they're all excited. They're here to have a good time. We got bonfires and beverages from hot chocolate to hot toddy, so everybody can have, you know, whatever pleases them. and they ring the cowbells, you know, and jumpers jump, and everybody's, you see smiles on everybody's faces. It's just a unique kind of event, and I don't think we really stress the fun aspect of it as much as we should.
All right, so now today's the final day of jumping. Now this is the Eastern Championship today, right?
That's right. This is the biggie. Of the 3 days, this is the biggest and most important to the jumpers, because this is the best jumpers in the East are coming. They're looking to make the junior national team, and they can do that by jumping well here. And that's important to them because that's the last stop before the Olympics. That's as high as they can go before they go for the Olympics. Our snow moving machine is in the background. You can probably hear the rumbling of it. So the jumpers are going to be at their best. There's going to be spectacular jumping because the conditions are so good. There should be some long jumps. And as I like to say, the jumpers you see here today, you will see in the Olympics someday. Some of them will make it. They're that good. And the quality of jumping here is that good too. So, there's no football anymore. Golf hasn't really started on TV too much. So today will be a perfect day to see something you don't get a chance to see anywhere but around here.
All right. Now the jumping starts at 11 with practice. Then there's a break at noon, and then you have the introduction ceremonies at 1 o'clock, and the jumping starts. And the intro, I love the introduction ceremonies. Dale Jones is the announcer, but the way you bring the jumpers out, it's almost like watching an international event.
It really is. It probably is no different than an international event that we never get a chance to see. But the ceremonies are great. Traditions are important, not only here in Salisbury, but in the ski jumping world. So you get a sense of that when you're here. It's nothing but good when you come here to watch what's going on.
All right, now our signal reaches all the way down to Pawling, New York, and to Kent, Connecticut, all the way up to just south of Pittsfield, and also well up past Hillsdale, New York. If someone's listening and they want to come to the event, you have a main gate. First of all, people get to Salisbury, just follow the signs, and you'll get to Satre Hill very quickly once you get to Salisbury. And tickets are available for people that are listening now. You don't need advance tickets. They're available right at the gate, right?
No, in fact, you can't get advance tickets. We don't sell them. you just come. There's no capacity. It's not like you'll get closed out because the place is full. That never happens. You just come. Tickets are $15 a piece for adults, and kids 12 and under are free. We try to get as many kids in as possible. So, if you got a couple kids of your own, you can grab a couple neighborhood kids and bring them down. It doesn't cost you much. And if you can get on Route 44, that'll take you right to the Main Street, Salisbury, and we're easy to find once you get here.
All right, and if you want more information, folks, that you're listening to before you come down here or up here or over here, jumpfest.org. It's jumpfest.org. And are you going to be at the ticket trailer?
For the most part, I have varying duties. If I have to do interviews or whatever, that might take me away. But for the most part, I'll be at the ticket booth, yep.
All right. Well, Willie, have fun there today. Wish everybody the best of luck. And once again, great job by the hardiest, obviously healthiest, and loneliest volunteers that I've ever seen in my life.
Well, thank you, Marshall, and thanks for all you do for us. You really promote us in a big way, and we appreciate it.
All right. Have a good day there today, Willie.
All right, Marshall, you too.
Bye-bye. Willie Hallihan from the Salisbury Winter Sports Association. Today's the final day of Jump Fest. Jumping begins at 11 with practice, resumes at 1 o'clock after a brief lunch break. And you heard it, $15 admission that goes to benefit Salisbury Winter Sports Association, a 501c3 not-for-profit. So it should be a fun day out there today. Sun, less winds, and temperatures anywhere around 25 to 30 makes for a combination of a great day to go watch some ski jumping in Salisbury today at Satre Hill.